Dave Patrick, how about you, sir?
Repeater this morning.
At home. And I thought it was my radio, and I went to the other repeaters that I got programmed in here, and I wasn't getting anything.
Think about it, it was doing it yesterday evening. I was thinking the same thing. I wonder if something's wrong with it.
Something wrong with it, or somebody's trying to kick in. I know it's about to drove me nuts.
Like I said, I heard it yesterday, now that I think about it, and I was doing the same thing, I'm like, oh my God.
What repeater, I hope hurry up and get it fixed.
Everybody else this morning, and Tim's usually off, right? No, Mike's usually off on Tuesday.
It's off on Tuesday, and usually when Mike's off, Tim don't get on.
Yesterday, I keep waking up tired. I'm like, get to bed early. I keep staying up too late every night.
At about 7:30, somewhere along in there.
Get up to start your paper route and everything.
I get up at 11 o'clock and start getting ready and then sit down, turn the HF on, join the freewheelers net. Talk to them for a minute or two, and then by that time, I know if the truck's on the way or not.
I'll drink a cup of coffee, and then lay down and go to bed, and get back up later on.
Go home, get me a cup of coffee, get me a big bowl of cottage cheese and fruit, and talk to my boy down in Charleston for about an hour. Then, I may lay down, and again, I may not.
When I work second, third, whatever they want to call it, we go in at like 8, get off at 6. And I'd usually go home, either eat me some breakfast, hang out for a little while, then finally crash, and I'd usually stay asleep till a couple hours before work. The only thing I did like, I didn't have an alarm clock. The wife would always wake me up.
Get a couple hours sleep, I'm good.
Turn off of, use about 4 hours sleep. I need just a little bit more.
You'll be able to handle it.
Get up and move it, I'm good. But man, first starting out, till I get my coffee in me, it's rough. God, I can't stand it. I have never been a morning person.
Either. I'd rather work at night. I'd rather be out here with the hoot owls.
I agree. If it wasn't for the wife and kids, I'd probably stay on night shift. That way I wouldn't have to worry about getting up early in the morning.
One thing about working night shift, you can sort of kick back and relax when you get home, have a little bit of daylight, do something, and if you get tired, then you can lay down. And, you know, if not, then you pick a time that you normally go and lay down before going to work, and that's when you go to bed. When I worked third, I'd stay up to 2 or 3 o'clock and lay down.
There would be times where I'd do that. Like, stay up long enough to go meet the kids for lunch when they were in school. And then I could go home and go lay down, take a nap. And just wake up a couple hours before work.
KN4 TFW Mobile. Good morning, guys.
Hearing something that sounds like somebody's choking the repeater.
Yesterday.
All night and it's about to drive me nuts.
Yeah, question.
Okay, what is it?
I was trying to work with Patrick to get his radio. You know, he can get on 10 and 6. So I saw 10 was open, and I could hear Brazil and everything. And so we tuned over there. He couldn't hear him, but then he tuned on that frequency, and I could hear when he tuned, but we couldn't hear each other. So what's up with that?
I got I know times that we spoke on 10, he was real light on me. Y'all may be shooting over each other.
Continue.
Signal.
That's really strong.
Doing real good.
Although on my radio, it's kind of funny on 10. It's like I, you know, if you weren't looking at the meter, you'd swear it was 5.9. But then when you look at the meter's not even moving.
It does that on my big rig, and it also does it on, it's bad about doing it on 20 as well.
That guy out of Boa Vista, that Elio, and that, he was coming in strong on 17, but, you know, Patrick couldn't hear him. The only thing he could hear anything on was 40.
If he could hear on 40, he should have been able to hear anywhere else. What kind of antennas, Patrick, running?
Well, the center fed dipole came in yesterday, so he can't put it up this weekend, but maybe by next weekend he'll have it up. He just got something that he already had. It was it's actually an 11 meter rig and that, but he was had it up and it, you know, it would tune up on 6 and 10, but he couldn't do any good with it.
Right there, wrong antenna.
He's working on getting him an antenna. And am I right? Everything over like 9 megahertz is standard, is upper sideband.
Out of the repeater, and I don't know what's going on.
Repeater.
And, Patrick, if you need it, I've got a 40-meter dipole. If you want it, you can have it.
Yeah, it is generally, it's only limited to a little bit of 10 and all of 6.
40-meter dipole, it can tune up and work 10 and... if I'm not mistaken, he can work 6 as well.
I'm curious if his rig has different filters for each band. I wonder if that could be something. Maybe it's attenuated on 10 and not on 40 or something like that.
Do the settings, you know, and try to get it set up like mine was, and that, but I'm not familiar with the 991, so... can't really help him on that, but then on the scope it didn't show anything, but then it started showing some, the 10 started getting stronger the longer we stayed on, and that he started seeing a few things.
Funky, even on my scope, like I won't always see signals, but if I flip over to the audio scope, I can actually see the FT8 signals coming down where I normally can't see them on the scope unless I turn it way up.
Getting pulling in signals on 40. And that, so he's trying to get used to the radio.
And really open in a while. I mean, you get some South America signals, but there's been times where I can hear them, but I can't really get anywhere else out beyond that. I don't know. 10 gets weird.
On the DX spotting networks, you know, they were getting some Spain and that on 10, and that, and saying they were, you know, 5.7 and 5.8 into South Carolina. It's like, man, I couldn't even get nothing.
Transmitting on FT8 at all, and use the PSK reporter.
We didn't do it because I've never tried any of that.
Have to kind of see if I'm getting out at all. Just send a couple transmissions and then wait 2-3 minutes. Check PSK reporter and you'll see if anybody picked up your signal at all. I'm pulling in the parking lot now.
I'm pulling in the way up to catch you tomorrow morning. However you want to put it.
I'll be careful out there. KO4s. I'll be clear on your final.
But I did catch Andrew, and I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day. KN4 TFW.
73 is Andrew.
Laying in.
I catch you in the morning. I'm in my driveway, and I'm fixing to go in the house. So you have a good one, and be careful going in. And 73T, KN4, and FP, be clear on your phone.
73, Ed. Hope you have an awesome day. Catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Favor, see if you hear any more choking after I cut this radio off, because I want to make sure it's not mine. All the other repeaters I've got in here, I had nothing on it, but I just got a funny feeling.
Yeah, mine yesterday, but you know, mine monitors two frequencies at the same time, and it mutes the one when you're transmitting on the other, and it wasn't muting, so I was figuring it wasn't me.
It's not me, but you never know. So 732, I'll catch you in the morning.
4 TFW.
OTR or mobile?
Hey again, Tom, how you doing? Good morning.
Well, this is Patrick.
No, this is Ken.
Good morning, Ken. I can't keep names and call signs straight lately. Well, I hope you're having a good day. We're headed down to the... Hang on. That's the GPS speaking. We're headed down to the Piedmont Surgery Center to get Bernice's Mark II eyeball operated on for cataract surgery this morning. Otherwise, I'd be snoozing away.
Going to the doctors. Good morning, Miss Bernice. I hope everything turns out well for you today.
Morning, and thank you.
Yeah, she's not exactly the one that loves to go to the doctor's office that much. And her eyes are extremely hard to dilate. I mean, they're like needles, and then they try to dilate them, and they never do get them to the point they want before the surgery, but they get them to open up some.
It'll be different. It'll be a lot better.
And they wasn't fully as they wanted, actually. Yeah, I can understand that when you're operating on somebody's eye. So, baby, this other, which eye are you getting done this morning? The right one, the left one. But they always, anytime she's had an eye exam, they've always been very hard to dilate. Gosh, mine, it don't take anything to dilate mine, but it takes hours for them to come back. I don't like that at all. Everything's terribly bright.
A couple of times and then had to drive back home, and it's like, man, that was tough.
The last time I had it done, they did both eyes, and I was actually scared to drive, Ken, but I just kept squinting my eyes and made it back home, but I don't know, they'd have to make you sit there for a couple of hours, probably 3 hours before they ever got back to normal, and I had sunglasses on, but c'est la vie. Well, it's supposed to be a beautiful day again today, and then be real warm, and then get back to normals the rest of the week, I think, which still isn't bad. And we got some concrete work going on, and wow, you try to walk out through the grass, and your tennis shoes are, my tennis shoes are black, but they're white after about 2 steps.
Gosh, awful terrible right now.
Well, this is concrete dust. They're doing this with hand grinders, and there's a mottled surface there that the wife didn't like, but there were some cracks there that I needed repaired, and So they decided to do what Bernice wants, which was to put a brace finish on it so he wouldn't slip and fall. And so they had to take off that model stuff first. And, oh, my, I thought they'd have a big thing like a concrete finisher, you know, 3 foot in diameter or something. But, looked like 9-inch grinders. And, oh, the dust from it was incredible.
That's for sure.
One of the day to day.
Going to work, going to the chemical plant for another day. But nothing special today. Should be just a normal day, I hope.
Mitsubishi?
Spartanburg at a place called Lubrizol.
And what do they manufacture?
Tons of additives that almost everything you use every day has something of theirs in it, from shampoo to diapers to cosmetics to additives for oils, and, you know, STP additives, WD-40 additives, you name it. They almost everything you use has something of theirs in it.
Oh, probably an analog process, mostly with PLCs. What do you do there, Ken?
Yeah, I'm in the parts. I help them with all the parts and things like that.
So they probably got a lot of transducers and sensors and stuff like that. If you're mixing fluids, usually they are analog processes, but I guess today they could do it digitally.
Kinds of, you know, radar level switches and flow transmitters and all kinds of stuff. Different pipe fittings and things like that.
This is N0TR. I don't know if I heard a break in there or not. I was paying attention to Wade Hampton here, getting ready to get out on it and head to the west here a little bit. And there's a moderate amount of traffic, but not much.
In Lyman, and that is not too much traffic this morning.
Where my son-in-law's dad lives is over in Lyman on Gap Creek Road.
Not long ago.
If you got to work, Ken.
About 6:15, and I leave at 4.
Pretty good hours. I used to work 32 years at my first long job, and I'd work 7 till 3:30. And I was spoiled. I really liked that. And they shut the plant down, and I had to go to working different hours and driving further. I was only about between 6 and 10 minutes from work there for those 32 years, and that made it really nice.
35 minutes in the morning here, but it's, you know, Wade Hampton all the way up to 85, and then it's just about 10 minutes down the interstate.
Thank God for that. Well, we tried to go to Lowe's yesterday just to buy some dirt, some Miracle-Gro stuff, and got a cart, went inside, just turned around and walked out. I'm telling you, you talk about a business being saturated. They only had 2 registers open, and the lines were incredible. Just not worth it.
I've been in the Lowe's, and like you said, you couldn't move and then go right across the street there, and they're just standing around.
Home Depot?
Yeah, roger that.
But normal, but yesterday, Home Depot's parking lot was hardly a place to park there.
What's special about yesterday?
Don't know, everybody's gardening right now, you know, and they're all in there at once, and it's just, I'm not going to go in there and stand for 30 minutes, which I can't, my foot won't tolerate it, stand in line for 30 minutes just to get some dirt. And I think all the gardening places would probably be that way this time of year.
Right, KN4TFW.
Down towards Wally World in Taylor's now, if you know where that's at. Some guy sitting here at the stoplight with these bright lights in our face.
I just kind of live, you know, where over there on 290. I can see the angles out my back window.
Far from us, probably 5 minutes. Oh, good, that guy turned. I don't like them bright lights anyways. I don't like the bright tail lights, but they're safe. But when you're sitting there at a stoplight and they got that dead burn turn signal on or something, or the foot on the brakes, these LEDs nowadays are something else.
Right, they're really bright. Mine's got the automatic mode, and if it thinks it's too dark, it turns on the bright lights for you.
I wouldn't want that, I don't think. What kind of car are you driving?
A Honda Insight. It's a hybrid, and that's doing pretty good for me right now. I'm averaging 53 miles to a gallon.
Know how to hurt a guy. Yeah, I've seen those. When those first come out, that was kind of a weird-shaped car, weren't they?
I didn't check into them until this year. This one kind of looks like an Accord. It's hard to tell the difference unless you really look at it.
Accord, that's a very fine automobile. I don't know much about the Insights. We had a neighbor back in Kansas that had one of the first ones that come out that was hybrid, and it was very odd looking. But the Prius, they're making some mighty nice looking Prius automobiles now.
Bumping up on the interstate, had to pay attention. Yeah, they're making some nicers now. This one just looks like a regular car. You really can't notice the difference at all.
Back years ago, the Honda Civic was a real good one. I think they still are. That's about the only other car I would consider would be the Honda Accord. We have a Toyota Avalon that we're in now. And we've had four of these over the years, and never had any problems at all to speak of. Just tires and oil and the like. Well, is there usually more people out here of a morning joining along in the joyride? This is NZRTR Mobile.
People out here on the interstate, a couple of people we usually talk to in the morning, they've already made it back to the house or to work, so it's just me out here motoring along, KN4TFW.
NZRTR. Well, I had, after that place closed down that I worked at 32 years, I went to work for a printing company. Then I had to drive 35 miles down there to Joplin, Missouri. And the biggest problem was I worked from 7 at night till 7 in the morning. But it was kind of the shift was really good. You'd work 3 12s and 10 or 12 and a 12, I guess it was. You got paid for 40. And you only worked 34 hours, and then you switch days the next week. But overall, you had 180 days a year off, and that was nice. But to have to drive 35 miles in and then work from 7 at night till 7 in the morning, then to drive back, I just couldn't manage it. I did for a year. And they laid me off, which I was really thankful for, to be honest with you, to get laid off from that job.
When I lived out west, out in Colorado, I was living on the other side of Pikes Peak and having to go to Denver. I had to be in Denver for 5 a.m., and it was 80 miles each way.
Wow, that's bad. I worked out there at Littleton one time for a week or so, and a couple of weeks, I guess it was, all together. I don't remember, but worked on the water treatment plant for Denver, Colorado.
Matt, I enjoyed it. I did that for a couple of years anyway.
For Ball Aerospace there in Boulder. Yeah, that was neat. I got to go through and touch the satellite that was going up and put on the white suit and go in the clean rooms. And it was really interesting. They're the same ones that make Ball Mason jars, and they're in aerospace.
Hear that. Hey, I got an HF question for you.
I don't know if I can answer it or not.
Patrick just got him a 991, and he don't really have a good antenna, but he's allowed, you know, some of 10 and all of 6, and so make some contact with him. Of course, I'm probably pretty close and that, but 10 was open, and he couldn't really hear anybody. I could hear Brazil, and I could hear Spain, and that, and but he tuned. When he tuned, I could hear him tuning, but we couldn't make any contacts. Well, how could I hear him tuning but couldn't make contact?
Just a minute. Ken, I only got about maybe 10 or 15% of that. As soon as I move forward about a mile here, you'll be back in solid. And I think I can answer your question from what little I heard of it. But I think it might be me in a bad place or you in a bad place. Over.
Yeah, roger that. You must be over there by the Red Lobster.
KO4 HKX.
You must have heard me talking about you.
For a few minutes.
Stand by a few minutes there. Ken, I'm moving now. This area gets bad. It's in the shadow of Paris Mountain. So, see if I'm coming in better now that I'm moving. Over.
Yeah, I got a pretty good copy on you right now.
Okay, run that question by me again.
Contact with Patrick up in Brevard on 10 meters, and I could see 10 was open. I could hear a lot of people talking, but he couldn't hear him. But when he tuned on 10, I could hear him tuning up. And I just wondered why I could hear him tuning up, but I couldn't make contact with him.
I don't know. HF's funny, and you'd be talking ground wave. 10 meters, you'd be just skipping right over him. And 10 meters is exceedingly poor right now because there's no sunspots at all. But that's not an unusual phenomenon. I know Steve, KN4VWA, when he first started out there, he could hear Bob up in Hendersonville very clearly, and he was really frustrated because he couldn't talk back to him. And they were on one of the other bands. I don't know which band. But you just can't do it on ground wave. It just skips right over the top of them. Your best bet, it would be 40 meters or 80 meters.
But he's still a tech, so he's only allowed 6 and a little bit of 10. So we were just trying to, you know, get him started on HF, and I was trying to help him out. But I figured I was skipping over him because, I mean, I could hear Brazil, I could hear Spain, and I could see on the spotting networks that Ken was open, you know what I mean? So it just was frustrating.
Yeah, I haven't seen 10 meters open. I never did mess with that band very much. And purposely so, back in Kansas years ago, it was rather CBE, if you know what I mean. And I was a CBer back in the 70s, but in the 90s, I just stayed away from that band, and I should have at least got my DXCC, and I didn't, so I need 2 more contacts to get DXCC, and I've worked 300 countries and confirmed. But that's one of the easiest bands to get it on if there are some sunspots. I didn't know there'd been an opening recently. I don't check that often. But I'd like to pick up those other two, and then I'd have DXCC on everything except 160.
And that, Patrick, I heard you in here. Come on in here now, KN4GFW.
Dex, I'm just listening. Just trying to learn a little bit along the way. Enjoying the conversation.
Win4IQ is one of the foremost hams on this repeater that I know of, and there are a lot of good ones. Don't mistake that. But N4IQ just bought a 991, and if anybody could help you with anything, that would be the man. Now, he's a Kenwood man. He has two TS-590s, but his TS-2000 shot traps the other day, and he bought a 991, and he's really liking it, guys. Go ahead, Ken.
The 991A, and then I come across a deal on a 450D, so that's what I picked up, and that, but can't really afford a 991A right now, but I think Patrick's got the older 991.
I got the 991, not the 991A. I found it used, and I found a good deal on it, so I picked it up.
Hometown here in Greenville. Now, that's a multi-mode type of radio, I think. It's got 2 meters and 440 in it, doesn't it?
The all-mode, all-band radios. The only thing different that I've found between the 991 and 991A is the live scope. If you don't have that, that's it.
Down the road here, just listening, and yeah, I'm thinking that it, you know, had some more to do with antennas. He got him a new antenna came in. As soon as he gets it up, I think we'll probably be able to make some contact.
A few times a day, I may try to work on that a little bit.
What kind of an antenna are you putting up?
A Incom center fed dipole.
Well, that ought to work all right for you. Dipoles work pretty good. Well, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm getting close to this surgery center. I'll come back in a little bit. But there's some funny turns I got to make down here. So you carry on, and y'all have a great day out there. This is N0TR.
All right, 73, Tom. Good to talk to you, Nat. I'm almost estimated here in another minute or two. Anyway, so you have a good day. Miss Bernice, hope everything goes well with your surgery today, and I'll catch you guys another time, KN4TFW.
Freeze, Tom. I'll be around for a while. I'm just starting my drive down the mountain. And Bernice, you take care of yourself, and I hope everything goes good with your surgery. 73-8048KX. And Ken, I'll be around for a little bit.
Good morning.
I'm doing okay. I didn't sleep good last night, so it's going to be a long day.
And I slept pretty good last night. Woke up, it was 66 in the bedroom this morning.
For what it was, I just tossed and turned all night last night. So, be a long day today. I ain't trying to go to bed early tonight.
Did you ever hear, did 10 ever start getting any better for you last night?
I heard a few contacts real light on it, but they were real hard to make out, so I was just barely getting them in.
On the scope?
See, just barely on the scope. They weren't real strong stations coming in, so I could just barely see them. But I could make out a word or two of what they were saying.
And that hole is probably, you know, going over here, you're getting it, you know, just only part of the signal, and that making it hard to receive, but your new antenna should make a big difference.
Where I live, I live on the northwest side of a mountain, Cedars Head, basically, so my back right up against that, so I'm sure it's got something to do with it not being able to get to me in that hole there.
Is over to, you know, get to right over to the other side. The angle isn't right for you to receive it.
I'm gonna try to put this new antenna further out in the yard, across the yard, and up a little bit. That will help some.
So I'll say 73 and look forward to maybe catching you this afternoon. And I hope you have an awesome day. KN4TFW.
Have a great day, and I'll be listening for you this afternoon. Everybody else make it into work all right this morning at home?
Andrew was on. He made it there. Ed got home about 20 till 6. And that, so I may not be on this afternoon because Mama's off, so I usually talk to her on the phone while I'm running in on days that she's off.
You have a good day and enjoy your afternoon and spend some time together. I know y'all don't do a lot of that. HK monitoring.
Roger that, 73 KN4TFW.
This is KO4 HKX. I should be clear now.
Yeah, you're doing okay, Patrick. Well, I was just sitting here reading the newspaper. All the bad things that happen in life. That's all they report on nowadays. Some guy shot a black kid, well, 20-year-old up in Minnesota, I think it said. 20-year-old. And he thought he was tasering him. But then they go out and burn down businesses and buildings and that. So, God, I can't figure it out.
What to say either, Tom. I mean, I just don't get it. And then there was a high school shooting yesterday also somewhere. Caught a little blurb of it on the news. Yesterday was a stroll through Google.
Restroom, though, and he shot a police officer, a resource officer, before they shot him. So, what ye sow, so shall ye reap. And, first of all, he shouldn't have had a gun there. Second of all, he could have given it up. And third of all, he shot the officer first.
It'll be the gun's fault.
This is N0TR. Well, don't you know, Patrick, that's standard operating procedure for idiots.
Unless somebody pulls that trigger, gun didn't do nothing later.
Well, what happened there at this Minnesota thing was the officer, you know how they holler out, taser, taser, taser? He hollered it out. But this kid, as they started to handcuff him, resisted and started fighting him and was getting back into his car, and I would assume, like the officer did, that he was going for a firearm or to drive off. And so the guy thought he had a taser, and he accidentally shot the guy. And he actually hollered out, taser, and boom. But that gives them the right to go out and burn down the Wendy's and all of the different businesses around the area. Whatever they do, I don't get it.
Get it either, and I don't see why police officers want to be police officers anymore, the way the world treats them.
I got a friend that's on the sheriff's department up in Kansas, and he says he's looking for a new career, unfortunately, because I can tell you right now, he would have been as fine an officer as ever was and has been, serving for quite a while. It's crazy, man. You couldn't pay me to do that thankless job, but thank God there's some special people out there to do it. But, wow, that was a dumb mistake. I mean, a taser's got to feel different than a Glock, I would think. But in the heat of a fight, you just never know.
We can sit back and judge all we want to out here, but when you're in that moment in time, you just react. You don't think. And it just happens. I mean, that's just all there is to it. They train and train and train. But mistakes still happen because you're in the heat of a life and death situation.
Truth. And the sad part about it is, if the kid just would have let them cuff him for a traffic stop, whatever it was, and not resisted, and this happens every time, they start resisting, or they run, or they got drugs, and they decide to run, and then somebody gets shot. And if they would just comply with the police officer, they'd be in and out of there in a matter of a few hours, if it was something serious even. They give them bail. So, bottom line is, they don't cooperate, and they get shot.
That is it. Best thing you can do is just be polite and let it happen and take it like a man.
Oh, if they resist and everybody's filming it with their stupid cell phone, that it's going to be on the news and it's going to make that police officer look bad. So, this news media, I blame them emphatically for a lot of this. And, uh, and then the internet's the next worst thing. I'm glad we didn't have that when we was kids. You could go to school and have a shotgun in the back of the window, and the instructor might ask you what kind and what was you hunting and stuff like that. You didn't have to worry about it. I read the other day a kid, somebody walked by his car and seen a shotgun shell after they'd been duck hunting, laying in the seat, and they expelled him.
But yeah, I grew up that way too, up here where I'm at. It wasn't nothing to see guns in the back window of a truck. And then after class or after school, guys standing out there showing off their new gun or whatever, or talking about going hunting or, you know, whatever they were doing. But nowadays, you can't do none of that.
Back in Kansas, you didn't have to worry about that kind of stuff. And, it's just crazy. I went to Walmart's the other day. It's probably been a week or two ago. And Bernice goes back and looks at the fabric, and that's back there by sporting goods. And I've made it a habit here in the last year just to walk over and see what ammunition's left. The shelves are absolutely devoid of anything. I mean, used to be all the 22s were gone. Now, all the shotguns, all the high-powered rifle shells, yeah, there's nothing there. It's crazy. This is Enzer LTR.
Last year was record sales for new gun owners, and ammo, you couldn't find it. So, I mean, it's hard for me to even find ammo to go hunting with anymore.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I don't go hunting anymore, but I've made my own for over 50 years, Patrick, so I don't sweat that. But back in Kansas, I used to even make my own bullets. And we'd make them out of wheel weights and lead, tin, and antimony. And we were poor, and we'd get lead anywhere we could get it and made our own.
KD4FDI, W4FCM.
And nobody got shot. But everybody in town didn't own a Glock either, like they do in Chicago.
All in station.
No joy on that one, Patrick. But, I don't know. Since they had this concealed weapons permit thing, in some ways it's good, in some ways it's not. That printing place I worked at, one of the creepiest guys there told me he'd be the first one in line to get that permit. In that other machine shop that I worked in, there was a guy there that was a total nut, and he said he'd be the first in line to get one. That don't make me feel too warm and fuzzy at times.
You just never know who's carrying a gun anymore or what their intent is with it. Used to, you knew when you seen one, guy was just carrying a gun. He might be showing it off or whatever. He, no intent to shoot anybody, though.
Just now, it's no permit, and you don't have to have the training, and it's open carry. Back to gun smoke.
South Carolina, we have an open carry law. I don't have to conceal mine. South Carolina is one of the few states that doesn't have an open carry law.
Just in the house here in South Carolina, a bill that was going to allow that, and it passed. I don't know if it gets through the Senate or not, but I did glean that out of the Greenville news, and Democratic news, I might say.
I don't know if you hear that or not, but somebody just keeps keying up on the frequency. I have been hearing it since last night. Just constantly wearing out a PTT.
Among us, and just talk over it. Your signal just walks right on it. It's somebody with their $25 bow thing having fun.
But last night, they were wearing it out. I'm surprised it still works this morning.
Won't for long. Shoot. But at any rate, the best they could do is just avoid it. then talk right over it. But there are those out there. And I know one of them here locally that does that all the time, just sits there kidding. But what are you going to do? You just have to catch them at it.
It's annoying when you're sitting there listening. I didn't know if it was just me hearing it or what.
I guess people that don't have much else to do. Yeah, that, you know, and this is NZERO-TR. There are a lot of things that I agree with and a lot of things that I don't, but and I got friends that hate me for this, but I think they let the cat out of the bag when they started producing military weapons and putting them in the hands of every civilian. I don't agree with that, and as a gift. And I will say this, they are fun to shoot. I got a lot of friends that's got them, and they love them. But they let the cat out of the bag when they went to these 1,500 round magazines in high-powered rifles and putting them in the hands of those people that you don't necessarily feel warm and fuzzy about. They could do with a five-shot Remington or a five-shot Winchester or a Savage, just like all the rest of us did when we were being brought up. So I don't, and I despise Biden, but I don't blame him for that. Something's got to be done out there. I don't think he'll ever be able to repossess those like he tried to before, but I do think that's when the genie got out of the bottle.
For HGX, I have a few of those, and I do enjoy them, but you can use them for hunting, too. I've taken mine a couple of times, but it's not the most accurate gun out there, so. And I got them in a different caliber. I'm not shooting a little bitty, just barely bigger than a .22.
And like I said, I got dear friends that own those things, and but they're good people. But those things don't always wind up in the hands of good people. I've been in Cabela's and places when they were selling weapons to people that I just couldn't do that. And if you say stereotype, yep, that's me. I would have denied them. But there's really no need of them when there's so many other things that could be out there that... it seems to me like the majority... And I don't go right on the statistics. The majority of these things that have happened have always been with an AR, an SK, or an AK-47 or something of that nature. And I know exactly all of the ballistics of every one of them. Now, some of the newer ones, the 6.5 Creedmoor, the 300 Blackout, and that, I'm too dang old for that. But I got an idea of the range they're in. I just, there's another one, the Lupua, and different ones like that. And I don't think that they ought to have 50 caliber rifles out there in the hands of civilians. And I had a buddy that had one of the first ones that I ever seen in my life, other than in the military. That thing weighed like 21 pounds, Patrick, and was a single shot. 50 caliber. Had a 30 power Leopold scope on it.
The handheld cannon is what that is. I've always wanted to shoot one, but man, I don't know if I could handle that.
New ones, and I can't remember the names on them. They most definitely have a recoil system in them that attenuates that kick. Now, his was so heavy, it was just a one-of-a-kind rifle. His was so heavy that they said the kick wasn't that bad. He offered to let me shoot it. I didn't want to shoot it. They were shooting through inch and a half AR plate, and it'd just go right through it.